Shalom, everybody! In the slichos that many communities say, and in the tfilos that we say on Yom Kippur, there is a recurring request that we say after Shema Kolenu. The request is not a direct quote from a pasuk, but it is based on a pasuk in Tehillim, in Mizmor Ayin Aleph Pasuk Tes. We say to Hashem, we beg Hashem, Al tashlicheni le'eis zikna, do not send me off, do not cast me off in my old age, kichlos kochi al ta'azveni, when my strength wanes, do not leave me. It's a most beautiful plea, and in our slichos, we make the pasuk plural. Al tashlichenu le'es zikna, kichlos kochenu al ta'azveni. Don't send us off in our old age when our strength wanes. Us don't leave us. It's a really beautiful tefillah, but there was one thing that seems strange at first glance. If we are begging Hashem not to cast us off when we are older, then why does David HaMelech say Al tashlicheni li eis zikna? Shouldn't he have said Al tashlicheni bi eis zikna? Do not send me off bi eis zikna. Do not send me off in the time of my old age? Why does he say Al tashlicheni li eis zikna? Sounds like we're saying, do not send me to old age. Li eis zikna. What does that mean? So this question is asked by Rabbi Yehoshua Sheinfeld in his Sefer Likutei Yehoshua. The Sefer was written in 1957, and there, in the Likutim Tanakh section, he offers the following beautiful explanation. The Medrash in the Medrash Tanchuma, Parshas Chaye Sara, Parsha Beis, says in the name of Rabbi Yehoshua Bar Nachmani that there are four things, four circumstances in life that cause people to age prematurely. The Medrash calls it Hazikna Kofetzes Al Adam. Literally, old age jumps on a person. The Medrash says that these four things are too much fear. Maybe we would translate that today as anxiety. So it's anxiety, anger, a troubled, unhealthy marriage, and war. Those four things and the stress and tension and pressures that they bring cause a person to age prematurely. And that, says the Likutei Yehoshua, is what we say to Hashem. Al tashlicheni le'es zikna. Please, Hashem, please do not send us prematurely to our old age. Please do not bring us the stresses and the pressures of anxiety, of anger, etc., that would cause us to age prematurely. That is the Likutei Yehoshua. Perhaps one can suggest another way to explain why David HaMelech would say Al tashlicheni le'es zikna instead of Al tashlicheni bi'es zikna. Perhaps one can suggest that David and we are begging Hashem for the following. We need you now, Hashem. Please don't push off our needs for later. Don't push off answering our tfilos for later, when we're older. We need you now. Al tashlicheni le'es zikna. Please do not push me away, le'es zikna. Please do not push off answering me and my tfilos until I'm older. Please don't push off helping me until later. Do not push me away and only help me later in life. We need you now. The pressures when we are younger are immense. Younger people have pressures of the Yetzer Hara. They have pressures of going to school, of finding a spouse, of supporting a growing family, juggling young kids and a career and aging parents, not to mention the pressures of finding time to learn Torah, to do chesed, to daven, etc., etc., etc. These are real pressures. And we daven to Hashem, Al tashlicheni le'es zikna. Please don't push off helping us until we're older. And perhaps this explanation also explains the second half of the pasuk. We start by saying, Al tashlicheni le'es zikna. Please don't push us off. We're younger now, and we need you now, especially now. Kichlos kochi al ta'azveni. Don't leave us now that we're so pressured from all different directions. Our strength has waned. Our physical strength, juggling all of our responsibilities, and our physical strength, constantly fighting the Yetzer Hara. We are growing tired with these struggles, Hashem. Please do not leave us. Please don't punt this down the road, so to speak. There are, of course, unique challenges when a person gets older, but perhaps this pasuk is also referring to people who are younger. It's a plea to Hashem. We need your help now. We need your forgiveness, please, now, not later. And God willing, with proper tshuva, Hashem will answer our cries. Have an amazing day, everyone.